pay more for products from Canada and Mexico next week. President Trump made the announcement on Truth Social. Tariffs on goods from both countries will go into effect March 4th, and China will be charged an additional 10%. The president will meet with his British counterpart today.
I'm Vicky Barker in London, where Brits are watching their left-leaning Prime Minister Keir Starmer trying to find common ground with President Trump ahead of their White House meeting.
We share the view that our best days lie ahead.
But any optimism about today's encounter could be misplaced. Starmer wants Ukraine, and Europe for that matter, included in any negotiations about Ukraine's future, something Trump has made clear he opposes.
The Pentagon's made a move to get rid of transgender service members. It's filed a court document asking to bar anyone with a, quote, current diagnosis, history of, or symptoms consistent with gender dysphoria. Military consultant Jeff McCausland.
Sadly, what's going to happen, though, is the military will lose some highly qualified people who are performing admirably, perhaps not necessarily in direct combat roles, but in roles in cyber and roles in support and roles in intelligence gathering. And these are highly qualified people that are now being asked to step aside.
Friends and acquaintances of the late Jeffrey Epstein may be bracing. Attorney General Pam Bondi tells Fox the Justice Department will likely release records on the late accused pedophile today.
What you're going to see is a lot of flight logs, a lot of names, a lot of information. It's pretty sick what that man did.
Our own Gayle King is headed to space. She made the announcement on CBS Mornings. She'll make history on Blue Origin's first all-woman flight.
I wanted to open myself up to new adventures and step out of my comfort zone.
Took a little nudging before she agreed to join Katy Perry and Lauren Sanchez for an 11-minute journey on the new Shepard spacecraft this spring.
This was never my dream.
No. Yes, but Gayle.
It was never my dream, and somebody said, well, maybe you need to have new dreams, Gayle.
The Dow is up 102 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Despite canceling data centers elsewhere, Microsoft is reaffirming its commitment to Racine County. They own about 2,000 acres in Mount Pleasant and said recently they still plan on putting in the $3.3 billion data center. A fatal fire in Kenosha started in a camper parked in a driveway. It spread to a nearby home on 14th Avenue before being put out. A man inside the camper was found dead. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. Assembly Speaker and Racine County Representative Robin Voss is commenting about his current status with the president. At a recent press event in Madison, Voss said that despite his past differences, he and Trump are on good terms. Trump tried to assist with a recall against Voss. Wisconsin is joining a national effort to test dairy cows for bird flu. The USDA's national milk testing strategy aims to monitor and prevent the spread of bird flu in the state's dairy industry. And the Thrive Expo is coming to downtown Racine this weekend, focusing on health and wellness. The event will be held at Memorial Hall Saturday and Sunday. There's more about what's going on at the Racine County Eye website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Bucks and the Nuggets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks at home tonight against the Denver Nuggets. The Bucks' Damian Lillard on why he thinks he's not getting more shots from the free throw line.
I feel like it's just being inconsistent. You know, I think it's been a lack of understanding on how I'm being fouled. You know, a lot of times guys will hook the defender's arm and then jump or whatever. But I just feel like I'm paying attention to how they're defending me in screens. They're fighting over. It's hard to stop on the dime. And I'm stopping on the dime, shooting the ball, knowing how they're pursuing me over ball screens, so it's a normal play.
Baseball manager Pat Murphy on Sirius XM Radio asked what will it take to plate more runs if the Brewers don't spend more money in free agency.
If you don't have the budget to just go out and kind of just fill every hole, you're going to have to build from within or build from your trades or whatever. There's ways to disrupt the other team by having an offense that can beat you in many ways.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 42 for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at 15 to 25. Tonight down to 29. Tomorrow partly cloudy and windy. We'll get to around 50. Saturday will be colder, partly cloudy, with a high of only 30. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. Softly smile, I know she must be kind.
News, timeless hits, WRJN, the Beach Boys there. When this next song first came out, it took me a long time to understand the lyrics to the opening line of this song. And the opening line is, when the truth is found to be lies. But in my tiny little transistor radio, I thought they were singing, when the turkey's found. It's Jefferson Airplane. That's true. WRJN.
When the truth is found to be. Yeah.
Radio Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
Summer breeze come home from a hard day's work and you're waiting there. I care in the world. See the smell of rain in the kitchen, food cooking on the plates for two. Feel the arms that reach out to hold me in the evening when the day is through.
Summer breeze helping to melt the snow, and that's especially in the shadows right now. But I digress. It's important for me to remind you that if farming is a part of your life, you want to be here. I know you're up early. Be here between 5 and 6 a.m. for the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke. She's got the Midwest Farm Report, again, between 5 and 6 a.m. on the station with Don Rosen, who follows her. Well, that came out wrong. On WRJN.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Looking at the road that was laid before me,
from civil rights to business,
food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is where I spit. Express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Flames.
Fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crowell hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Out.
time that I found her holding Jim and loving him. When Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. Yeah, me and Sue, that died too.
City with Jan and Dean on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. An update now from Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Microsoft officials say their commitment to Racine County remains unchanged. It comes after Microsoft canceled other data center leases in other parts of the country. The company owns about 2,000 acres in Mount Pleasant, and in a statement, they're reaffirming their commitment to the original $3.3 billion data center investment. Some construction was paused in December as a new design was worked out. The tech giant also has plans to build a data center in Kenosha. A fire in Kenosha Tuesday night claimed the life of one man. The fire spread from a camper in a driveway to a nearby home. Fire crews were called to the 14th Avenue home near 48th at just before 7 Tuesday night. They found a camper in the driveway fully engulfed and spreading to the adjacent home. The people in the home were able to get out. One man, not yet identified, was found dead inside the camper. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. The streets of downtown Kenosha are set to become an open-air art gallery this summer. What's called the Kenosha Mural Project is being planned, which will add 10 new full-wall murals to the area. It's an effort between the Kenosha Community Foundation, the City of Kenosha, and the Kenosha Creative Space. They're hoping to build on the popularity of existing artwork like the AMC Gremlin Mural. While Kenosha focuses on the large scale, Racine is preparing for its own artistic transformation this year. The Downtown Racine Art Project is a butterfly-themed beautification project. It's not just health and wellness, it's also making things smart. The Thrive Expo event hits downtown Racine this weekend with Memorial Hall active Saturday and Sunday. Check out the Racine County Eye for more. They've got a spotlight today about smart home features and how they can make you safer. It's at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly cloudy and still mild today with high temperatures tapping the low 40s and winds becoming breezy. They'll be gusting up to 30 miles per hour today and whipping up to 40 miles per hour tomorrow. A few spotty sprinkles are possible here this afternoon and tomorrow, the same thing. I'm meteorologist Brittany Verlow. Right now, 44 degrees.
A traveling show. My mama used to dance for the money they'd throw. Mama would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We hear it from the people of the town. They call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around. Lay their money down. Picked up a boy just south of Mobile. Gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis. And Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Money down. Never had schooling, but it taught me well with its smooth southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. She was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance for money they throw. Grandpa do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We hear it from the people of the town. They call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. At night, all the men would come around, share not being too lonely. Rascals, been lonely too long. WRJN.
Searching, now I find that I can choose. I'm free. Oh, yeah. So funny how this happened. All my eyes trouble been torn in half. I've been lonely too long.
Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Kind of like a math class, won by three dog nights, WRJN.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me. Ain't you proud of me?
Won't you know I love you. And I'm your vehicle, babe. God in heaven, you know I love you.
Timeless hits, WRJN, from the rooftop sessions. Here are the Beatles, WRJN.
JoJo was a man who thought he was a loner, but he knew it couldn't last. JoJo left his home in Tucson, Arizona, for some California grass.
She can't. Oh, get back. Get back.
local news and timeless favorites. WRJN. Tambourine.
back-to-back one-hit wonders, Lemon Pipers, and this is Scott McKenzie on WRJN.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. It looks like new U.S. tariffs against Mexico and Canada are set to roll out.
The president confirmed those 25% tariffs on goods from Canada and Mexico will take effect next Tuesday. He's doubled the 10% tariff on all goods from China. This, as he's also threatening 25% tariffs on goods from the EU. Mexico's president says she hopes she can talk to Trump. EU leaders are warning they'll impose tit-for-tat tariffs if the president makes good on his threat. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
Thousands of workers at USAID have been told they have today and tomorrow to clear out of their workspaces. The Supreme Court blocked a court order that would force the administration to unfreeze foreign aid. In response to a lawsuit, the Pentagon has specified more of what it plans to do under the executive order that would effectively ban transgender people from the military.
Sadly, what's going to happen, though, is the military will lose some highly qualified people who are performing admirably, perhaps not necessarily in direct combat roles, but in roles in cyber and roles in support and roles in intelligence gathering. And these are highly qualified people that are now being asked to step aside.
Military analyst Jeff McCausland. President Trump meets today with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer. CBS's Olivia Rinaldi reports Starmer is concerned about how the war in Ukraine will end.
European countries have discussed putting forth essentially reserves of troops to make sure that there's lasting peace in Ukraine. They want to make sure that there are some U.S.-backed security guarantees for Europe as well.
Filmmaker Francis Ford Coppola calls Gene Hackman one of the great all-time actors. Hackman, a two-time Oscar winner, was found dead in his New Mexico home. He was 95.